The Three Suitors. Three young men were in love with the same young woman. They were all men of high rank, sons of chiefs. And therefore you would think that the girl's father would be overjoyed to have such prospects for his daughter. For you see, it was the girl's father's choice in Somalia. But he had a problem. For if he chose any one of the three young men, the other two would be angry, and so would their fathers, who were powerful men. They might even wage war against him. He didn't know what to do. He could not decide. The boys' fathers were getting very upset that their boys were away for so long. They needed them home for the planting. But he delayed and delayed and delayed. Finally, things got so desperate that he decided he would have a contest and let the contest decide who should marry his daughter. Now, these three boys must have some talent among them that they can perform, and that would be the contest. So he called all the villagers together and elected the three oldest, wisest men as the judges. The contest began. The first young man was a man of great strength. He picked up the heaviest men in the village, men that were huge, put them easily on his shoulders, ran down to the river, swam across, swam back, ran back up to the village, put the men down, and there was not a drop of water on them. The people were amazed. The second young man was a marksman of great accuracy. Birds on the wing were no match for him. His friends threw coins into the air, and he pierced them with an arrow. They held sticks between their teeth, and the boy cut them off right next to the lips without touching. The crowd was astounded. The third young man was a man of great beauty. He was handsome above all the rest, and he also played a flute. He played a flute so well that the birds in the trees would stop singing to listen, and the beasts in the forest would cease their roaring. When he played for the crowd, all the women sighed, and all the men grew angry. After the contest, the three judges went to deliberate. They were gone a long time. When they returned, they had their decision, and it was this. The first young man is the strongest. The second young man is the best marksman. And the third young man is by far the best musician. That is our decision, said the judges. Now this was a just and wise decision, but it did not help the girl's father. That is the end of the story. At least that's one end of the story. For you see, there's another end, which I think I'll tell you now. After the contest, the boys camped out by the river. Every day the girl would come down with her friends to bathe, and they would catch a glimpse of her. One day, as she stepped on the bank of the river, she slipped on some mud and fell in. Immediately, a log that was against the opposite bank detached itself and began swimming rapidly toward her. The musician got out his flute and played a tune, and the crocodile, for that's what that log was, stopped to listen. The marksman took up his bow and arrow and shot the crocodile, killing it. But the girl was floating down the river, and so the strong man jumped in, grabbed her, and pulled her back to safety. After they had pumped the water out of her and calmed down, the men started to argue. I should have her, said the musician. I stopped the crocodile. No, no, stopping the crocodile was nothing. I should have her, for I killed the crocodile. Oh, no, you're all crazy, because if I had not pulled her out of the water, she would surely have drowned. She couldn't swim, said the strong man. And so they argued back and forth and back and forth. Until finally, the girl's father said, "Stop! Stop! We will call the judges again, and they will decide." And so it was done. The three judges came, they heard the story, and they went to deliberate. They deliberated for a long time. When they came back, they had made a decision, and this was it. The first judge thought that the musician should have her. The second judge thought that the marksman should have her. And the third judge, he thought that the strongman should have her. And that was their decision. Now this was again a just and right decision. But it didn't do the father of the girl any good at all. And that's the end of the story. Now, there is another end of the story which may not actually have happened, but I'll tell it to you anyway. And so the boys remained, and no decision was made. The boys' fathers grew very angry. They needed the boys back for harvest. Well, finally, against all tradition, the girl's father allowed that she could decide. But you see, this was a girl who had never made a decision in her life. She had never been allowed to have an opinion. And so, she couldn't decide. And that is the end of the story.